Washington State will continue to welcome Syrian refugees. That's the word from Governor Jay Inslee. At least 19 other U.S. governors have called to block refugees from Syria in response to the Paris attacks. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In a statement, Governor Inslee said he stands firmly with President Obama and his call to not equate the issue of refugees with the issue of terrorism. But many people are making that connection. One of the Paris suicide bombers has been identified as a Syrian who entered Europe in the wave of refugees. Mark Cadle heads up the Spokane Office of World Relief. It's a national refugee resettlement agency. He's been inundated with calls about Syrian refugees.
Like as far away as Kalispell, Montana, as far south as Pullman, and including northern Idaho as well.
He says most people who call want to offer help, but about 10% are people with concerns about security, religious extremists, or a tidal wave of new arrivals. And Cadle explains to them,
what they're seeing on the news media that's happening in Europe is totally, totally different than our modern refugee program here in the United States.
One major difference is the U.S. puts all potential refugees through a battery of security checks.
By the Department of State, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center. They have to qualify, have to be passed by all five of these federal agencies before they're even allowed to be even interviewed for possible resettlement in the U.S.
That process often takes more than 2 years, and it's for people in refugee camps, not for those who've migrated to Europe. Millions have fled a brutal civil war in Syria and the same kind of violence now linked to the Paris attacks. President Obama has called for the U.S. to accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees next year. So far, only a few dozen have settled in the Northwest. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.